Today's daf is daf dalet. So we got to the very last line of the daf, Gimel Mabez. The Gemara was talking about how Dayavish and Koresh and Atach Shachsta were all the same person, and one was a situation where he followed the Malchei Yisrael, even though he wasn't Jewish, but since he was a Melech Kasher, he followed the calendar of the Malchei Yisrael, which is Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, but then there was a time where he was Hichmitz, where he went sour, where he started to do the wrong things, and then he started following the Malchei Umas Olam, which is based on the calendar year of Tishrei. So asks the Gemara now, the last line of Gimel Mabez here, Maskiv la Rav Kahana umi Hichmitz, did he ever go bad? Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk describe that he did wonderful things for Klai Yisrael when it came to the Beis HaMikdash? It says in Ezra that Ma Chashchan, he says, what do you guys need for the Beis HaMikdash? Ubnei Torin, different types of birds, V'dichrin, V'imrin, L'ol Alavin, you need different types of sheep and goats for your Olos, L'Ela Shemaya for Hashem, Chintin, wheat, melech, salt, and chamar, umeshach, wine, and oil. Kimeimer kahana di Yerushalayim, like the statements where the Kohanim needed Yerushalayim, lehave misyav lehem, give it to them, yom by yom, every single day, daily, give it to them, day lo shalu, and they should have all the needs that they have without any hesitation. So we see he did wonderful things. So how could you see this was later on in his life? Even after we're claiming he was Hichmetz, he was still doing wonderful things. So Gemara says, Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi mitunach, from your very question, that's actually the answer. Why? Because it says in the continuation of this pasuk, di leheven makraven nichochen, you should bring a carbon reach nichoch, le'ele shmayat Hashem, umitzalan lechaya malka avno. So it should be a protection for the life of the king and his children. So he wasn't doing this l'shem shemayim, he was doing this for personal reasons, so that shows he was Hichmetz. So Gemara says, was that so bad? Don't we have a concept, man the Avid Hachi, one who does such a thing, even though it's not l'shem shemayim, but he's still doing a mitzvah, lav mal yasi, it's not a good thing. Vatani, doesn't the Brayis say, ha'omer selazu l'tztaka? A guy says, this money should go towards tztaka. B'shul sheyichu b'nai, so that my children should be living, it should be a zechus for my children. U'b'shul she'ezke b'alachai el ma'aba, so I should be zochas eschar el ma'aba, ha'rez it's ha'dagamur. So why should it be different than when Dayavish said the same thing? Bring karbanos and let it be zechus for me. That's not so bad. It's out the gummer. So Gemara says, Lokashir kan be Yisrael kan be'ov de'kochavim. There's a difference. When it comes to a Yid, so that's allowed. When it comes to a non-Jew, that won't be considered tzad the gummer. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes four lines down here. Zeharei zet tzad the gummer im rogil b'kach. He said, a person does this regularly, and he continues to give just so he should benefit from that. In the end of the day, he's still called a tzad the gummer. So that's only kan be Yisrael, says Rashi, shalibo l'shvayim. In the end of the day, the heart, the intentions of a Yid is towards Hashem. V'marid lo b'chayim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does bad for him anyways, eino kori lo tagi, he's not going to complain to Hashem, elachola atola ha'yisurim b'avona. He says, listen, I've done things wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished me rightfully. Aval ovdei kochavim, im ein mativin lo, kikmulo, if a goy receives punishment in this world according to what he had done, and it's not according to what he expected, kori taga is going to start complaining. So therefore, if he does something l'shem shemayim, if he does something for his own personal benefit, a goy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him nonetheless, he's going to say, ah, God, why did I do that mitzvah? It wasn't worth anything, and therefore a goy is not considered tzad the gummer for doing so. So since Dayavish was not a Jew, and even though he did this with attention and personal benefit, that will not be considered a good thing, and that's how we prove here that he was Hichmet. So if you look at Tosus in the top here, Tosus, Bishfil Shichu Binai, V'had the Tanan, the Mishnah tells him a parakamad de Maseches Avos, a person should not be like one who serves his master just in order to receive the reward. So a person should only do mitzvahs, not to receive the reward. So here we're saying in the Gemara, that's okay to do so. One who serves a Yid, who serves Hashem, is a tzad gamur. But the Mishnah Maseches Avos says one should not do such a thing. So it says Tosfos, Hainibu Umos Ha'olam, Shetona Al Rishonos. When the Mishnah Avos says don't do this, don't serve Hashem the Kal Pras, that Mishnah is referring to the Umos Ha'olam. But Lagabi Yisrael, that's actually acceptable. Now it's hard to say that because seemingly the Mishnah Avos is referring to the Yid, and we're the ones learning Mishnah Avos, not Umos Ha'olam. But that's Tosfos' suggestion. But the Maharal says differently. The Maharal says no. If one did serve Hashem the Kabbal Pras, he gets schar, he's a tzad the gummer. But lichachila, the Mishnah Avos it's a mission to book of Musar. Lichachila, you should not do that. That's not the best approach. But if one did so, in the end of the day, the person would still be considered a tzad the gummer. Another answer the Achronim say is there's a difference between mitzvahs Bein Adam Lamakom versus Mitzvahs Bein Adam Lichaver, which is as follows. When the Mishnah Avos says not to serve Hashem Lekabel Pras, that's referring to the Mitzvahs Bein Adam Lamakom. When it comes to Mitzvahs Bein Adam Lichavero, then the idea would be, if you've done a nice chesed for your friend, even though it wasn't for the right attention, you've still accomplished a wonderful thing. And therefore, that's what's referring to here. Tzedakah, you're giving tzedakah to another person, so even though it wasn't for the right intentions, you've done the right thing. A chesed was accomplished, and it's tzad the gemar. When you serve Hashem, the whole point is to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, believe, and your intention was for personal benefit. That's where the Mishnah Avos says, don't do such a thing. That's frowned upon. Vayitin the Gemara now, so we just proved that Dayavash was hichmitz from the fact that he only donated all these items to the Beis HaMikdash for his personal gain. But then the Gemara says 10 lines down, V'ibai Seima, another reason, another explanation rather, another source or proof that he was Hichmitz, Ibai Seima, Minol de Achmitz, how do we know he went bad? Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Nidbochin de Evan Galal Tlaza, when he was building the base of Mikdash, she said, let there be three rows of stone, V'nidbach de Es Chadas, and is Lashon 8, that let there be one row of wood, V'nifkasa min base of Malkoth Tisyav, and let the row of wood kind of stick out a little bit. So, why do you do that? Why not build all the rows of stone? The Yavish felt, he said, because if they rebel against me, I can light the row of wood on fire, and the whole base of English will be destroyed. So we see that he was a wonderful thing. He built it, but he had an exit strategy, if you will, to burn down the base of English if need be. So he was a Rasha. So Atta, well, not a Rasha, but at least he had some bad. He wasn't fully a good guy. Atu Shlomo lo Avid Hachi. Was that any different than how Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Mikdash? Vaksiv doesn't say when he built the base of Mikdash, Shlosha Turei Gozis, V'tur Krusos, Arazim, that he had three rows of stone and one row of wood as well. So what was different than how he built it? So the Gemara says, Shlomo Avid Milamala, V'yu Avid Milamata. The row of wood that Shlomo had was on the top. So even if one were to burn it, it wouldn't be burning the foundation of it. And that of the Yavish was on the bottom, Milamata. Shlomo Shakai Bivinyano. Shlomo had used the wood on the inside of the binyan, Ilo Shaki Bivinyano. But here he had the wood protrude out so it should be accessible to burn if need be. Shlomo Sadia Besida. Shlomo had covered, he coated the wood in some type of plaster to protect it from being burnt. Ilo Sadia Besida, but Dayavish did not, and therefore he left it exposed. That showed that Dayavish was not 100% in favor of the Jews. So then, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Yisema Rabbi Yitzchak, Minol de Ichmatz, they gave yet a third reason, another source, how we know he was Hichmitz, Mehacha, from the following pasuk it says in Nechemya, Vayomer li ha-melech va-shegel Yosheves Eitzla. So the king said to me, while the shegel was sitting next to him, who is the shegel? My shegel? Amar Rabba Barlema, Mishmei Dirava, Kalbasa, this was his dog. So what's so bad about a dog? So says Rashi, Kalbasa le-mishkav, this was a dog that he slept with. Ubnei Noach says Rashi, who's Haru al Kach, and we know Bnei Noach have to be careful about this Indian as well. Shenemar v'ayu lebaser echad yatu behema v'chaya v'of she'ena nasin baser echad. One may only be with a human being, not with animals, of course. Shen yoldim mina adam, and therefore, since he was involved in that disgusting act, that's how we know he was hichmitz. So Gemara says elam yatz. If that's the case, that this term shegal, that it was a dog. So hadichsiv it says in the pasuk in Daniel. Val Marashmaya Hisramamta, that the master of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ulemanye Dibesa, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayisiv Kadamach, that were in front of you, V'ant and you, Rav Ravanach, and all the different the ministers, Sheglasech, your dog, Ulechenasach, and your Pilagshim, Chamra Shasin, behold, let them drink wine. So that's the pasuk. So Gemara says, wait a second. If Shegel means dog, V'Shegel Kalbasi, Kalbasa Bas Mishtaya Chamrihi, the pasuk here, whatever the context is, it talks about the dogs eating, drinking wine. Do dogs drink wine? Certainly not. So shegel cannot mean a dog. So halakasha, that's not so problematic. Dimalfe le vishase, you train the dog to drink wine. Yeah, maybe initially a dog won't drink wine, but you train it slowly, it can learn to drink wine. So that was the case. Either way, he had this shegel that was with him. El miyat, if that's the case. The Chassid says in the Pasuk Tehillim is talking about describing some praises of the Talmid Chachamim and Melech Mashiach Lasid Lavo. The Pasuk Tehillim says, "Benos Malachim, the princes, Bikrosecha, in your great honor and prestige, Nitzva Shegal Minincha, there's going to be a dog standing on your right side, Bekesim Ofir, adorned in gold. So V'ish Shegal Kabasi, if that's a dog, Maikam Mivasilu Navi Lisel. The Navi is talking about how we're going to be praised and having a dog next to us. That's the praise of a Talmud Chacham, having a dog? So Hachi Kamar. What that pasuk means, yes. Yes, Shegel means dog. Bishar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael, Shegel, Lov Dechachavim, Kishegel, Lov Dechachavim, Zichitam Lekasim Ophir. Because the Torah was so dear to Klai Yisrael, just like a dog is dear to a goy, so we're zocha to this beauty of the gold. Not that we will have dogs, but we're comparing the love of Torah to the way goyim love dogs. That's the comparison. Now that's a very strange comparison. The Torah is compared to many things throughout Shas, throughout Chazal, but to compare it to the love of a dog is a very odd thing. So the Ben Yoyada says, you know what it's referring to, that a person will love a dog so much, even though it might seem like a disgrace for him, he won't recognize the disgrace. Sometimes you see like how they take care of dogs more so than their own children. So even a person might love the dog and it might seem a little bit strange. So to a Kadosh Baruch who says that Klai Yisrael loves Torah so much, even though it might be disgraceful for us. People might make fun of us, still in the end they were going to love Torah so much, just as much as a goy loves his dog. That's the Shadal Ben Yehoyada. The Netziv writes that no, just like how a person loves a dog, it's really not part of nature. It's a strange thing. So too our love for Torah will be Lamal Mateva. It's going to be outside of the nature of one's natural love. That was his understanding. The Baita and the Gemara now, we have yet a final, two more proofs that he was Hichmetz. V'bais Ema Li'olam Shegel Malkasi. Really, Shegel was the name of his queen. Rabba Barlema Gemar Gemirle, and he just had a tradition that one case of a Shegel Yosheves Etzlo, that case was referring to the dog. But all the other uses of a Shegel is referring to a queen. So when it referred to the Shegel drinking wine, that was referring to the queen. When it referred to the Shegel next to the Bnos Malachim in the times of Mashiach, that was referring to a queen. But there's one case, one instance of HaShegel Yosheves Etzlo, that was referring to a dog, that Rabba had a certain Mesora, that was referring to a dog that he had as his girlfriend, if you will. So then the Gemara says that Vamaikar le Shegel. So why do they call this dog a Shegel, a queen? Shaisa Chaviva Alav Kishegel, because this dog was so dear to him, like a queen. Inami, alternatively, Shoshiva Bimakom le Shegel, that he had the dog sit in the throne next to him, like a queen would sit. But that one instance was a dog, and that's how you know he was Hichmetz. But all the other uses of Shegel was referring to the actual queen. And Ibai Seima, and finally the Gemara says. He said a Masara, yeah, Gumar Gamila. He's a Masara, that's all. There's no explanation. That was just the tradition he had. Ibai Zema, Minon the Achmetz, another reason our source how we know he was Hichmetz, Meacha from the following pasuk, it says, Ad Kesef Kikar Mea, up until, 100 amounts of silver, Vad Chintin Karin Mea, 100 amounts of wheat, Vad Chamer Batin Mea, 100 amounts of wine, Vad Batin Meshach Mea, 100 amounts of oil, Umech Di Loksiv, and unridden amounts of salt. So he gave all this amount to the base of Mikdash. So Meikara Belo Ketzisa, initially, when he donated all these various items to the base of Mikdash, there was no limit. He said, give them all they want. But here, this pasuk later on in life, they were Hashta B'Ketzisa. He limited what they could have. No, we're going to start putting a threshold, how much we'll give them. So it's a nice thing, but we see that there was a change of how much he was willing to give. So he starts to go Hichmetz. That was the proof. And the Gemara says regarding this last proof, Dilma Meikar Lohava Kimlei B'Ketzisa. Maybe it wasn't indicating any type of Hichmetz. Rather, initially, when he donated unlimited amounts, he didn't know how much they needed. He said, take what you want. But then after he realized how much they needed, he said, okay, fine. I did my research. My accountant spoke to me. They need 100 amounts of this, 100 amounts of this. This way he could be exact. And Ella Mechavrasa B'Kedashina Mekar. Therefore, we're not using this last proof, but all the other proofs before it. So in the end of the day, we see from about, I think, four or five different proofs that he went bad. Just to quickly recap before you go ahead, either because he was giving the donation to Beis HaMikdash for his own personal use, or because we see that he left the wood out to make it vulnerable to being burnt down the base of Mikdash, or because we see that he had this Shegel that was his friend, or we saw that, and different proofs how the Shegel was a dog in every instance, or only in that one instance. And then finally, this case would be rejected, was that he started to limit how much he would donate to the base of Mikdash. Excellent. Let's go weiter.
So when somebody writes a star in the same Bavel, this whole Gemara is telling us that if you read a Jew writes a star in Bavel, that's a goy, he has to put from Tishri.
Exactly, yeah.
It only applies to
wherever your king is. If you're a non-Jewish king, it should go based on Tishri. If you have an Eretz Yisrael, non-Jewish king, seemingly it should be that way also. Based.
It could also be an Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, last eight lines of the Amud here, Ulver Galman comes to the Regel, so we're going back to the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah said that the Aleph Tishrei, or rather Aleph Nisan, was a Rosh Hashanah for the Regel. So Gemara says, Regalm be'echa b'nisanhu, b'chamisha asar b'nisanhu. What do you mean? The regel, the first regel, is the 15th of Nisan. That's when Pesach is. Alf Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. It's not a regel. So what does it mean that the Alf Nisan is the first of the regalim? So Amar Rav Chista explains, regel shebo Rosh Hashanah, the regalim. It's a regel that this is the Rosh Hashanah of regalim, that this is the month. Alf Nisan is the month of the regalim. What does that mean? Nafkamina? Lenovder lemekim ala b'bal tachar. We're not referring to Aleph Nisan in terms of that's the first regal, but that's the month that contains the first regal. So well, who cares what the first regal is regarding which halacha? And the Gemara says lemekim b'bal tachar. What does that mean b'bal tachar? So the din is we're going to see a whole list of examples, but a person says he's going to give a carbon to the base of Mikdash, he has three regalim to bring the carbon, and if he does not bring after three regalim, he violates Isser Bal Tacher of delaying a nedava, delaying a dedication to the Beis Hamikdash. So we're going to see again a big machlokas, really how many Yom Tovim, how many regalim you need to pass in order to violate Bal Tacher, but the simple understanding is three regalim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. The Tani, the Braisa says, Echad Hanoder, Bechad Hamakdish, whether a person made a neder, whether he was makdish something, bechad marich, whether he was marich something in erichin, kevin she'avru lav shlosh regalim, once three regalim pass, over b'bal tacher, you've violated the iser b'bal tacher, Rabbi Shimon Omer, not just any three regalim in any order, rather gimel regalim kisidron, they have to be three in order, and matzah is the chag matzah is the first day, the chag matzah is tchil, is the first one. So v'chein haya Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yochai would say, regalim pamim gimel, pamim dalad, pamim chamisha, sometimes it would be three regalim, sometimes it would be four regalim, sometimes it would be five regalim until he's violated Baal Tacher. Why? Ketad. Nedil Fnei Pesach, if he made a nedil before Pesach, so then he violates an order, because it's Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. That's three, that's Gimel. If he made the nedil Fnei Atzeres, so then it's Chamisha, it's five, because Atzeres Sukkot isn't enough. You have to wait Pesach, so it's Atzeres Sukkot, and then you need a Pesach Atzeres Sukkot, that's a total of five. And if it's Lufnei Achag, if it's before Sukkot, that's only Arba, it's only four regalim Sukkot, then Pesach Shavuot and Sukkot again. So that's the different condition. So what it means is that we always, in order to violate Baal Tacher, must be the three regalim, but the three regalim in order, starting from Pesach. And that's its significance, that the Pesach, the Aleph Nisan, is the Rosh Hashanah for the regalim. So now the Gemara goes on to pretty much the next Amud now, talking about the dinim of Baal Tacher. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbanan, Chayavei Hadamim, a person who is Mechayev himself, he says, Dmei Alai. I want to pay the amount, it's on me, I'm going to give the value of that item, it's on me to give the Beis HaMikdash. Or he says, ha'erchin, he wants to do the erchin of a particular individual, which has a tabular amount, there's a set amount for each person, depending on gender and age. And ha'charamim, he wants to give a chayrim, which is a different type of din, discussed in the end of Masechet Erchin. Hekdeshus, he makes something hekdesh to dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash. Chataos, vashamos, olos, v'shlamim, all these things, tzedakos, maisros, maisros, refers to maiser behema, you bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and bechor, the bechor behema tahora, umaiser, which is referring to regular maiser dagon, or pesach, a carbon pesach, leket, v'shicho, peya, all these items, around 10 or so items that a person has to give, kevin, she'avru, alen, shlosher gum, once three gum have passed over, b'bal tacher, one has violated the iser b'bal tacher, in any order three regalim. Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see around six different sheetahs of the Tanaim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosh Regalim, Kisidron, must be three regalim in order, starting with Chag HaMatzos Tchila. Rabbi Meir is the third opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kevin Sha'avar Alein Regal Echad, over B'Bal Tacher. Once you've passed one regal and have not brought your Nedava, Neder, you violate B'Bal Tacher. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the fourth opinion, Omer, Kevin Sha'avar Alein Shnei Regalim, you only need two regalim over B'Bal Tacher. And the final opinion is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevin Shavu Avarlem Chag HaSukkos Overlem Baal Tacher. Only passing Sukkos, only that's the key. And once you've passed Sukkos and not brought your dedication, you violate the Itzer Baal Tacher. So now the Gemara is going to dedicate the rest of the Amud, analyzing each of these five opinions. So says the Gemara. It's my time, the Tanakhama. What was the reason of the Tanakhama that said? They said that if you violate all three regalim, in regardless of the order, you violate Baal Tacher. Michtis, so let's understand. Minayu Salik. From that topic, it was discussing lam li lemehadar umichtava b'chagas matos, chagas shavuos, chagas sukkos. So the pasuk right beforehand was referring to. I think it's Parshas Re'eh. I'll read the pasuk outside. The pasuk first says shamros chodesh aviv v'asisa pesach la'Hashem elokecha ki b'chodesh aviv hotziach Hashem elokecha mimitzrayim laila shiva shavuos tispor lach. So we first mentioned Pesach. Now we're mentioning shavuos. And then it mentions Chagasukos, Tasilucha, make sukkah shivas yamim basbecha, migarnchom yekvecha. And then, two psukim later, it says, Shalosh pam bishana yeraya, kozachur chaspe Hashem okecha, return to Hashem the base of Mikdash. So how can we repeat all three regalim? A few psukim before it said all three. It said Pesach, it said Shavuot, it said Sukkot, and it said all three again. Why repeat all three? So the Gemara says again, Michti, let's understand this for a second. Minayl Ksalik, it just came from talking about all shalosh regalim. Lama li lemahadver michta, why does it have to repeat again the very next pasuk? B'chaga matos, b'chaga Shavuot, b'chaga Sukkot. Why repeat it? Shmamina the Baal Tach. It must be telling us that if one passes all three regalim, he has violated the Isser of a Baal Tach. That was his understanding. So then, Rabbi Shimon, he agrees that you need to pass three regalim, but they must be in order, starting with Pesach. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar B'chag HaSukkos, Shibbo Dibar Kasim. The last thing mentioned was Sukkos, because it said, I told you in the pasuk, it first talks about Pesach, then it talks about Shavuos, then it talks about Sukkos, then it says all three again. So Sukkos was the last thing it was just talking about. So why would we have to repeat Sukkos again when you repeat Shlosh Pavim B'Shana? We already were talking about Sukkos. Just say Pesach and Shavuos. Why repeat Sukkos a second time? So it says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar B'Chag HaSukkos. You don't have to mention Chag HaSukkos. We just mentioned that as the last Chag. Shebo Dibor Kosov. That was what we were talking about. Lama Nemar. Why was it repeated? Lomar Shezeh Achon. This must be the last one. So Pesach, if the Sukkot is the last one, it must be Chag HaMatzos is the first one. So that's how Rabbi Shimon knows. It has to be all three in the order, starting from Pesach, ending in Sukkot. Rabbi Meir, the third opinion, he was one who felt if you missed one regel and you didn't bring your carbon, you violated Baal Tacher. How does he know his? Didn't. Rabbi Meir, my time, and what was his reasoning? It says in the pasuk, Uvasa Shama, Vavesim Shama, which means you come once and that's it. You come and you bring it. And if you don't come and bring it, you violated Isser Baal Tacher. So Rabbanan, Hahu Lase. Rabbanan agreed that this pasuk says, bring it right away. And if you don't bring it right away, you Mevatel and Ase. But it doesn't mean the Isser lo Baal Tacher kicks in. Baal Tacher is a lav. So all we learn from the Vesim Shama, Vasa Shama, Vesim Shama, there's an Aser to bring it in the first regal. But that does not indicate there's a lav. So that's what they say. Rabbanan Hahu Lase. Rabbi Meir came in the Amar Le Rachmana Aisi, Lo Aisi. No. Rabbi Meir says, once the Torah says, bring it, and you don't bring it, Memela Kam Le Baal Tacher. That means, that implies that there's a lav. The lav is attached to the Aser, says Rabbi Meir. If the assay exists immediately, Rabbanan agreed to that, so Rabbi Meir says that means the lav must come right away as well. So that's how Rabbi Meir knows. It's just one regel that triggers the Isser of Baal Tacher. Comes along the fourth opinion, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, my time, and what was his reasoning? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he was of the opinion that once two regalim are passed, you violate Baal Tacher. How does he know? My time, and what was his reasoning? Dechsiv, it says, Eilu tasu l'Hashem b'moadeichem. These you should do on the moadeichem, these dinim. And the this is a pasuk in I think it's like Akiv or Veschar. I don't remember exactly which pasuk, but this is in the end of Bamidbar. I'm not sure which parsha that's in, but it says Elu Tasil Hashem B'Va'adeichem. These are the things you should bring, and it goes on to say Levad Minidrechem Minidvoseichem Loseichem Udmichoseichem Lishkechem Lishamechem. All these things you should bring on the Moadim. So what does it mean, Moadeichem? So he darshins, meet Moadim Shnaim. We know the minimal amount of Moadeichem implies two. So if two Moadim come, pass, and you have not brought your karbanos, you've violated the Isser of Baal Tacher. That was the source of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then Rabbanan say, no, that pasuk of Eilu Tasu Lashem B'Moadeichem is not referring to the Isser Baal Tacher. Hahu l'chid Rabbi Yonah. That's according to Rabbi Yonah. It's Rabbi Yonah. That Rabbi Yonah, by the way, interestingly, he said, Hukshu kol ha-mo'adim. Rabbi Yonah now just, dawned upon me right now. I think we have a few places where Rabbi Yonah is, he likes to make hekeshim. There's a hekeshim makes by a rile, so it sticks out as well. But I wonder if there's some theme in Rabbi Yonah and how he darshins things. But either way, Rabbi Yonah, Hukshu kol ha-mo'adim kulum zelzef. This pasuk of Eilu tase l'ashem mo'adeichem is not referring to Baal Tacher. Rather, it's making another hekesh of all the mo'adim together in regards to which halacha? That Hukshu, Koa Mo'adim Kulam Zelazeh, Shekulam Mechapim Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadashiv. The din is, that's discussed in the first Mishnah in Masech HaShavuos, that the Karbanos Seirim that are brought on the various Yom Tovim are brought to be Mechaper if a person was Metame the Kodesh, the base of Mikdash, or kachim karbanos, so it's mechaper. So this pasuk says that not only is one yontif, but all the yom tovim are mechaper on this din of tumas mikdash v'kadashim, nothing at all to do with the iser of baal tachim. So that's all the fourth shita. And the fifth and final shita in the braisa of Rabbi Eliezer ber Rabbi Shimon, my time, and what was his reasoning? He felt that a person violates sukkahs, that's all we need, just sukkahs, no other yontif. What's his basis? So my time, the Sani, the braisa says that Rabbi Eliezer ber Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo yomar chagasukos shabo dibar kasev. Like we saw earlier, why mention sukkahs in that repeat? We already discussed sukkahs, so there's no need to repeat again chagamatzos v'chagashruos chagasukos. Why is repeated? Hakasu lama nemar lomar shezegarim, to tell me that is the trigger. That sukkahs is the trigger. So while earlier we said sukkahs has to be the last of the three, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon felt it has to be the first and the only one. That is what's garim the iser about tacha. So that explains the five different shitas. So now the Gemara goes further. In this discussion we had that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, hai b'chaga matos v'chaga shuos v'chaga sukos mai darshube. According to these two opinions, because Rabbi Meir did not use this pasuk to prove the point of batacha, he used the pasuk of uvasa shama v'aveshim shana. And also Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also didn't use this pasuk, he used the pasuk of elu tasu l'ashem b'madechem. So what do these two Tanaim use with a pasuk of shalosh pamim b'shana v'chule, b'chaga sukos, b'chaga matos rather, b'chaga shvus, b'chaga sukos? What drasha do they learn from these psukim? All the others use these psukim to tell me a din about tacher, but they didn't use this pasuk as about tacher. So what do they learn from this pasuk? Hai b'chaga matos, b'chaga shvus, b'chaga sukos, my darshibay. What was their drasha? And the Gemara says, mi bar lei l'chad Rabbi Elazar, am Rabbi Shaya, damar Rabbi Elazar, am Rabbi Shaya. This is a drasha we've seen in a few places in Shas. It says that minayin la'tzera sheyesh la'tashlumim kol shiva. How do we know that even though the yontif shuos is only one day, but if one does miss the day, he can't bring the carbon, he can still have 7 days of tashlumim, of making up the carbon. How do you know? Minayin la'tzera sheyesh la'tashlumim kol shiva. Talmud says in the pasuk b'chaga matzos b'chaga shuos b'chaga sukkos that all three yom tovim are connected. All three yom are connected. Makish chaga shuos l'chaga matzos. We're connecting the yontif shuos to the yontif matzos of Pesach. Ma chag matzos yesh lo tashumim kol shiva. Just like matzos, Pesach is 7 days long, and if you didn't bring the carbon day one, you could bring it on any other day of seven. Af chag shuos yesh lo tashumim kol shiva. So too sukkos, or rather shuos, although the yontif is only 1 day long, you still have a full 7 days to bring tashumim. So asks the Gemara, v'leikish l'chag sukkos. Why not to connect it to Chag HaSukkos? And we know Sukkos is 8 days long. It's 7 days of Sukkos plus the 8th day of Shemini Atzeres. And we should say, Mala Hal and Shemona, just like Sukkos has 8 days to bring the carbon, Afkan Shemona, so too we should say that Shavuos too should have 8 days to bring the carbon. And Gemara says, no, we cannot include Shemini Atzeres in this calculation because Shemini is Rega B'fnei Asmahu, that Shemini Atzeres stands alone. It's an independent carbon. We can't make this part of the calculation. The Gemara says, we'll kind of stop here because tomorrow is a very short daf. We need to do something for tomorrow as well. But Gemara says, Eimer damin shmini regel b'fnei atzmo linen pazar kshav. That's regarding, it's independent regarding these six areas of halacha, which is machlok is what it means, but we'll read Rashi's understanding here. What does pazar kshav mean? So Rashi says, pazar kshav, the last Rashi, it's a long Rashi here. He says, legabe pious, that we had payasas, that although during, if you remember, the end of Masech HaSukkah, that there was no pious, that all the karbanos, there was a pious which Mishmar would do it, but they'd redo the pious on Shmi Atzeres. They'd restart the count. That's the pay. The Zayin referring to his man, there's a new Shechianu on Shmi Atzeres. The Reish is referring to, it's a regular, it's a different shame. We don't call it Sukkot, we call it Shmi Atzeres. The Nafkmi is Lagabe Yalav Yavo, what we say, it's called Shmi Atzeres. Kuf is referring to a carbon, it's a different carbon, it's not part of the Seder of Karbanos of the cows brought on Sukkot. Regarding the Shin, it's referring to the Shir, it's a different Shir Shayom on Shmi Atzeres, and regarding the Beis, it's referring to the, where's the Beis, the Bracha. Referring to Machok is what it means, but according to Rashi, it's referring to like the Haftarah that was recited. Either way, it's six halachas that's separate from Sukkot. But the Gabi Tashlumim, says the Gemara, about Linin Tashlumim, Divri Akol Tashlumim Derishonu. But everybody agrees that Shmi Atzeres is a day of Tashlumim for the other days of Sukkot. So it says in the Gemara, that Divri Akol Tashlumim Derishonu, Titzan, the mission Chagiga says that Mishalo Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shachag. If we do not bring the carbon on day one, they have to bring for Sukkot Chogeg Es Kol Regel Yom Tov Achron Shachag. That you could bring the rest of Sukkot, and even you could bring it on Shmi Atzeres. So we see that it's attached. So now, since it's attached to all of Sukkot, so why are we opting to connect Shavuos to Pesach and only giving 7 days of Tashumim, maybe we should connect Shavuos to Sukkot and give 8 days of Tashumim. And the Gemara answers, and we'll stop with this, Tafsis Mu'ulah Tafsis, Tafsis Mu'ulah Tafsis. So we have the option of taking a larger shear or a smaller shear. We always go with the smaller shear, and therefore we opt for Pesach, which is only 7 days, as opposed to Sukkot, which is more, which is 8 days. So let's quickly recap to see what we did today. We start off talking about the four or five different sources, how we know that the Yavesh was Hichmetz. One we brought because he dedicated all this stuff to the Beis Hamikdash, but only for his own personal benefit. A second reason we saw because he put the wood in the Beis Hamikdash to allow it to be burnt if need be. Then the third case was because he had this shegel, this dog, as his friend. And then we said maybe that was really referring to his the queen, but maybe that instance was an example of a dog. And then we had the other case that he started to limit later on in life. He limited how much he would give to the Beis Hamikdash. And they were rejected the last answer because maybe he limited only because now he knew what they needed. He didn't want to waste money, and that's why he limited it, but not necessarily because he was Hichmetz. Then they were going to discuss what Regal meant. We said it means in terms of the Gabe, the Baal Tacher, that Regalim, we have to know the order of Regalim to violate Regalim, three Regalim in order, starting from Pesach, would be the violation of Baal Tacher according to Bishumim. The Engelmark brought a whole long price around 10 different items that's subject to Baal Tacher, from Tzedakah to Karbanos to Lek and Shechah and so on. And then Engelmark had a five-way machlokas about what is Baal Tacher, how many regalim. Either we had all three regalim in any order, three regalim in order from Pesach. Rabbi Meir says just one regal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says two regalim. And finally, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon said and only Chag HaSukkos. We brought all the different reasons, and we just ended off with was those who don't use the pasuk of Chag HaMatos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos for the drasha Baal Tacher. What do they use it for? And we said they use it for the din of the hukash, all the karbanos, all the yom tovim together that the mechaper on Tumas Mikdash the kadashiv. And then the Gemara said. Then finally, the final point was in terms of the halacha of the tashumim of that Shavuos has tashumim of 7 days learned from Pesach and not from Sukkot. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow.